are ESPN 98.9 FM
and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Why do I think this is not going to be the last time that we hear Sam and Dave today?
I feel like it's not the singing kind you're talking about.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Right now, Virginia leading Dallas Baptist 5-2, bottom of the eighth, and two outs, and Virginia has a runner on first base. So a quick top of the eighth for Dallas Baptist, and now Virginia. Two men on and two out, so with a three-run lead. So Dallas Baptist has one more inning to get it done, and Virginia could pack on some insurance in this inning right here, again, with two men on base. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. We are wide open today. Wide open. Wide.
Wide, except for Bobby Harrell.
Yes, who will be in at 5:10 today. So if you have any insurance questions, you can get those ready for Bobby. So anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I thought about just during the break. I really got to find something to do this summer because, I mean, college baseball is winding down. There's only going to be two games Saturday and two games Sunday this week.
You could probably
God, you're going to make me watch the Braves all the time.
No, I say you could probably watch movies and catch up on that. Somebody who's in The Lion King or Hook.
I don't want to watch a cartoon.
Hook was a real
I'm talking
movie.
The Lion King was a cartoon, right?
If you would like to watch the real version, it's pretty much the same thing. If you believe in talking lions.
Yeah, well, other than that, if you can get by the talking lion part, you're good to go. Again, the number 843-721-9500. The number to call as far as the NFL, Jacksonville Jaguars, being extra careful with Trevor Lawrence. Apparently, when they had the OTAs, he was limited because of tightness, and that has reemerged. So in his hamstring, so they are being very careful with Trevor Lawrence, and he is not participating in team drills right now. Also, not participating in team drills is Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore, the Defensive Player of the Year in 2019, former Gamecock, and he did not report to minicamp that began today. And said he is could be making a statement about his contract, and he's only scheduled to make $7 million this year, so I hope he can get by, and he'll be okay. But Stephon Gilmore did not show up for minicamp today with the Patriots. So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, I got a EBT application with Stephon Gilmore if he needs one.
I think we're going to do a GoFundMe or something to help him out.
Yeah, I mean, $7 million. Who the heck needs that kind of money? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Bobby, how about an unbelievable weekend over the weekend for the college baseball regionals, super regionals? How about 21 years in a row, no number one seed has gone to the College World Series? You answered your question. Are you the hottest team or are you the best record at the end of the year? It said Arkansas.
Right.
NC State just absolutely getting hammered day one and then coming back. What a strong mental team that is.
That was a shocker because I've watched Arkansas a lot this year, and I saw them sweep South Carolina and Columbia. Arkansas is a very good baseball team, and I was listening to Mike Morgan. He was on in Columbia last week. He did those games on TV this weekend, and he said NC State talent-wise, has got one of the best teams in the country. And after getting pounded on Friday night, to be able to come back and win the next two, incredible. Because Arkansas is a really good team.
You know, very good team. It's just unfortunately they didn't play, you know, the best at the time they needed to play. Now, tonight we got Notre Dame, Mississippi State, game three. That's going to be a great game. And Arizona, that is a team you really need to watch because they really put a hurting on Mississippi on two out of the three games.
Yeah, they did. Stanford, look, I mean, they went to Lubbock, Texas, and beat the crap out of Texas Tech.
And that's the thing. And don't forget UVA too, taking care of Dallas Baptist. I mean, this is one of my favorite times of the year because you just never know what's going to happen, and it's been fantastic. And I'll tell you what, we don't know how many SEC teams, and we know it's at least going to be two ACC teams. We know that Texas, you never know what Texas is going to bring to the table and all that. But I'll tell you what. All of them going to have more fight than the Denver Nuggets. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
Even the Denver Nuggets fan, I don't know if you saw that video over the weekend. The fan was, they got sucker punched a Phoenix Suns fan, and the Phoenix Suns fan just beat the holy you-know-what out of him.
Really?
Even took a break and hollered at his friend, Suns in four, while he was beating up his buddy. God. So that was a video rip. I guess that would have been in game three when that that took place. But he was arguing with one guy. There was two guys, the Nuggets fans, and it was the Suns guy, and he was arguing with one guy, and they both started to walk off, and the guy's friend sucker punched the Suns guy. Well, the Suns guy reached over and grabbed him, pulled him down over the seats, and just started
commenced to wailing.
Just wailing on him. Just absolutely wailing on him. And then he was hitting him, and he stopped because the guy's friend was just watching. And he looks at his friend and goes, Suns in four, and holds up four fingers, and then commenced to just start beating his friend up again.
Check it out. I think I got it pulled up.
Oh, we go to the top of the night. Virginia leading 5-2 over Dallas Baptist. So this is it for Dallas Baptist. The winner will go to Omaha. I tell you what, I can't say it enough. I've watched all three of these games. The games from Columbia, and they've all been almost exactly the same. With the exception of the game that that Dallas Baptist won on Saturday, they got the big hit. Virginia got the big hit yesterday, and Virginia got the big hit today. So we'll see. The Virginia pitcher yesterday, I think his name was Grimp something. He threw 120 something pitches. He was bleeding.
Oh wow!
He had to come out of the game because his hand was bleeding from a blister. He threw. That many pitches. It's been a fun regional watch. I don't know why, because I've had several people contact me about the ticket situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ralph Fitch, he wanted to know how you got tickets. Go to Ticketmaster. And he went to Ticketmaster. He was going to go up there on Saturday, and Ticketmaster said there were none available. So I'm watching the game Saturday, and there was nobody in the stands. I mean, nobody. Then I had a guy message me this morning. Said he asked me how to get tickets. Let's go to Ticketmaster. He went to Ticketmaster, and tickets weren't available. But I didn't expect huge crowds in Columbia because, I mean, but I expected if you, I don't know, I guess these fans got tickets to their schools or something, but there was something funny about Ticketmaster where you couldn't get tickets to this regional for whatever reason. So, anyway, Dallas Baptist down to two outs now, and two outs away, Virginia, two outs away from advancing to a trip to Omaha. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. Again, we'll take a look at Major League Baseball here in just a minute. By the way, if you're a Braves fan, you'll love this fun fact. The Braves, the Marlins, and the Rangers, the only Major League Baseball teams to not have a winning record at any point this season.
I wouldn't call that a fun fact.
The Braves have been at 500. They have not been above 500 all year.
That's a sad fact.
And we're 60-something games into the season.
I wouldn't call it a fun fact.
The Braves are just beat up. They lost a Sooner to injury. Then he beat his wife up or something. He's not going to be back this year.
I saw that fight. Now, it does look like before he threw the sucker, because he did throw a sucker punch, but the man that beat the tar out of him had him grabbed one time.
They had the other guy grabbed, didn't he?
Mm-mm. The guy that he grabbed, uppercutting. He had him grabbed because then the guy just was like, he was talking to somebody and turned around and then threw the sucker punch, and the guy grabbed him again, and then.
And his buddy, who started all just sitting there watching him get his brains beat in.
Yeah.
All right, one out away. Virginia is from going to Omaha, Nebraska. We'll take a break right now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Accidents being reported this afternoon. If you're traveling Marquardt westbound at Glen McConnell, traffic is heavy back to Dorchester Road. You also have heavy traffic from the interstate back over the Downhill Bridge. If you were on Folly Road, there's a wreck at Camp and in front of Dunkin' Donuts. An accident in Ladson near Waller-Sackerman, Ashley Phosphate near Saddle Brook. A wreck Rutledge at Morris and Mazique in front of the IHOP. Finally, watch for an accident Savannah Highway at West Oak Forest. No other major issues, but heavy traffic as you travel home. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A PM thunderstorm around with a high around 84. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 74. Warm and humid Tuesday with another PM thunderstorm around, a high around 88. Looking ahead, some sunny, very warm days this week before scattered thunderstorms return this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Virginia headed to Omaha. They beat Dallas Baptist 5-2. The difference, a grand slam home run back in the seventh inning. Virginia was trailing 2-1 and got a grand slam, and they win it 5-2. That was the difference in the ball game. So Virginia headed to Omaha. One more ticket to be punched. That'll be the Notre Dame or Mississippi State. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. And I tell you what, Notre Dame's got a good baseball team.
Oh, yeah? The Fighting
Really
Irish?
Good. The Fighting Scotty Wingos.
Scotty what?
Scotty Wingo, who used to play at Carolina, is an assistant coach at Notre Dame.
No Rudy?
Clearly, he's the difference.
No Rudy?
No Rudy playing baseball. No, Rudy was a football player, but Notre Dame, very impressive yesterday in their win at Mississippi State. And that place will be packed and rocking tonight down in Starkville. So I guess it's another game on the porch tonight. So somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me, right?
All you, Bobby.
Major League Baseball tonight. Cubs are at the Mets. That game on ESPN. Pirates are at the Nationals. Orioles at the Indians. Blue Jays are at the Red Sox. Reds are at the Brewers. Tigers are at the Royals. Rays are at the White Sox. Marlins at the Cardinals. Padres are at the Rockies. Angels are at the A's. Diamondbacks at the Giants. Twins are at the Mariners. And the Phillies are at the Dodgers. So I got to be a Cubs fan tonight.
Call your friend.
Need the Cubs to beat the Mets. Rays ain't going to do it. So,
Mr. Downer would love to hear that.
Hopefully he's not listening.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I'm assuming Virginia now will go back to Charlottesville. They've been in Columbia almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got there, what, two Thursdays ago for the regionals. They stayed in Columbia this week. Didn't go back because you remember that. That went to Monday because of weather. And so they are probably going back to Charlottesville for the first time in a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. So, and get ready to go to Omaha. So, anyway, Major League Baseball, let's take a look at the standings as we enter another week. We'll start with the American League East. The Rays have a three-game lead over the Red Sox. Rays have won three straight. Blue Jays are 7.5 back. The Yankees, 8.5 back. And the Orioles are 19 back. Central, White Sox have a 5.5 game lead over the Indians. Royals, 10.5 back. Twins are 15 back. And the Tigers are 15 back. In the West, the Oakland A's, 2-game lead over the Astros. Angels are 6 back. Mariners are 8 back. And the Rangers are 14.5 back. The Angels, even though they're 6 back, they've won 6 straight now. Over in the National League, Mets lead the East by 3 over the Phillies, 5 over the Braves, 7 over the Marlins, and 7.5 over the Nationals. Phillies have won 4 straight. The Brewers and Cubs tied for the Central. Cubs have won 5 straight. Brewers have won 4 straight. Reds are 5 back. Cardinals are 6 back. And the Pirates, who've lost 7 straight, they are 14.5 back. And in the West, the Giants, 1-game lead over the Dodgers. Padres are 3 back. Rockies are 15.5 back. And the Diamondbacks, who have lost 10 straight, they are 20.5 games back. And they have the worst record in baseball. So that's where we are. Rays have the best record in baseball at 42-24. So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
There is no way that you are allowed to cheer for the Chicago Cubs. I will come over and cut your TV cords. Do not even do that. We just swept the Cardinals. We've swept four contenders this year. We do not need you jumping on the bandwagon.
First of all, I'm not jumping.
You little cribby. This show's called Fan Talk. Just let the fan talk now for a second. You do not aggravate me by cheering for my team. They've been on TV 4 days in a row on national TV. I do not.
Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. Hey, no. Chicago. Go, Cubs, go.
If they lose tonight, I will do something that I don't want to do. I might pour ice all over your driveway or something. Please.
No.
Do not cheer for the Cubs.
I'm pulling how about this? There's a difference. I am pulling for the Mets to lose.
Now, why don't you watch something else on TV tonight?
Do you sit around your living room when you watch
Two and a Half Men? Watch something else, Bobby Hart, other than sports.
Well, I'm gonna have Notre Dame and Mississippi State on.
All right, go inside and say what Carl and watch something, you know, on TV. Have some conversation with your wife. You know what I mean?
No, I like it on my porch too much.
Hey, well, let me tell listeners out there what they should be watching on Netflix. You should be watching Kaminsky's Method. This is the dynamite thing. I watched all four episodes. There's 9 episodes in each one, 4 seasons. I've watched. Unbelievable. Kaminsky's Method, fans, you'll thank me on the air anytime any of you listen.
Well, what is it about?
I can't describe it all to you. It's about two guys. They're best of friends. I mean, it's excellent. All kinds of name old actors like you and me. You know, you act, I act. Yeah, Michael Douglas, all of them. Alan Arkin. I mean, all kinds of good people in it.
So it has nothing to do with Kaminsky Park or the White Sox or anything?
No, Kaminsky's Method.
Then why the hell I want to watch it?
It's not sports related. We can talk about other things in life other than sports.
Hey, I want to know one thing. When you watch the Cubs, do you do that cup thing they did at Wrigley Field?
I'd like to do that with the Cubs. 10,000 cups. I talked to a couple of my friends. They were there. They did it. 10,600 cups they did in left field. That was awesome. Only Chicago would think of something stupid like that to do, you know?
All right. Go.
Hey, glad that you're a producer back. Okay?
Go, Cubs, go.
You might as well go to Kelly Girl and get some, you know?
Go, Cubs, go.
No. Bobby, don't do that to me. You're hurt.
I need the Mets to lose.
All right. I'm just going to let you know, you are not going to sing my songs either. Hey, hey, holy mackerel. No doubt about it. The Cubs are on their way. Hey, hey, we're going to win tonight. Thank you very much.
All right. You got to watch this on Netflix. I have no idea what it's about, but it's got a bunch of old people in it.
Yeah. That sums it up. Cocoon.
Why don't you watch the Golden Girls then?
It's got old people in. Watch Cocoon, the remake.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
After almost 30 years, Carpetbaggers Flooring is getting a little facelift. Out with the old and in with the new. They are still locally owned and a member of the largest flooring co-op in the world. They still offer the great flooring products you love with the best warranties and finance options available. They're still focused on you, the customer, and giving you the best flooring experience possible. The only change is their logo, so you know they are so much more than carpet. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They still have you covered from inspiration to installation.
I know you've been feeling it, but now the calendar confirms it. Summer is officially here, and Red's Ice House is the place to be. It's time to slip on the shorts and let your flip-flop feet walk your way to Red's. Our masks are off so you can see our smiles, and we've got plenty to smile about. Great new drinks to try, like a frozen Arnold Palmer or a Tito's Transfusion. There's a new cold shrimp salad platter just right for summer, and the smoker is cranking out mountains of pulled pork for nachos. And you don't have to wait for the weekend for fun. Every day is a holiday at Red's. Truly Tuesday is our paddleboard happy hour. Get out on the creek for an hour of fun and then come back to Red's for a few truly hard seltzers. Wednesday, it's trivia time. Insane trivia. The questions are tough, the transfusions are terrific, and the night is fun. There's live music all weekend, and Sunday fun days wrap the week up. Slide in any day for a real lunch break, because it's summer at Red's Ice House on the banks of historic Shim Creek in Mount Pleasant.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
For the freshest homemade cinnamon spirals, cookies, brownies, and more, you have to call Spirals. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, and they deliver at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227 for the tastiest, most melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon rolls you've ever had. All made from scratch daily at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227. That's 870-9227. The best yums in town. Spiral Sweets.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory. Not many houses on the market. The ones on the market are selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. James and Leanne, they were excited about a job transfer, but they needed a quick sale of their beautiful $500,000 Somerville home. Matt O'Neill's grand open house brought in 28 buyers in a three-hour time frame, and all the buyers wanted to know is what they needed to do to get the house. It sold for 117% over the asking price in just 15 days, and Matt even found James and Leanne their dream home. Matt is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also has another option. He'll give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Problem is, people are finding houses and they can't get them. They're gone. People are buying them up. Five or six offers on a house. He's going to give you the cash to buy that house you find before you even put your house on the market. Be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. No Scotty today. He's still on vacation.
Slacker.
Somewhere in the Dominican Republic.
I don't get it.
You just went on vacation. Or a mini vacation or whatever.
Yeah. I don't get vacations, Bobby. I get relief when you take a vacation.
When is that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I just found out 4th of July is on a Sunday.
We should
get screwed in
that
deal.
We should have Monday off. It should be an option.
Yeah, you can wait on that. There can't be is there a worse day to have 4th of July than on a Sunday?
Saturday.
Most people are going to celebrate the 4th of July on Saturday anyway, I would think.
I'm telling you, most corporate places, they're off Monday. So we should be off on Monday.
A lot of businesses shut. I mean, factories, they were shut down for the whole week.
Let's do that.
Luke's going. He's off Thursday and Friday. He's going home for Father's Day.
I'm going back to Columbia Father's Day, but I'll be here Friday.
You go to Columbia every weekend, don't you?
It's been a lot this past couple months, but got a lot going on.
All right, seven teams headed to Omaha now. One more berth to be decided. Vanderbilt, Stanford, Tennessee, NC State, Arizona, Texas, and now Virginia. And Virginia, they did it the hard way. If you remember back 2 weekends ago, they lost the opener to Carolina 4-3. So backs against the wall. They beat Jacksonville, beat Carolina, beat Old Dominion, and then they remember it got rained out on Sunday, so they had to beat Old Dominion again on Monday. This week in the Super Regionals, lost the first game to Dallas Baptist, and then came back and won next two. So they definitely didn't do it the easy way, but they got it done, and they will now head to Omaha. So Notre Dame, Mississippi State, the final berth to be decided tonight. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. NBA tonight, 7:30, 76ers are at the Hawks. That is game four. 76ers lead that series 2-1. 10 o'clock tonight, Jazz and the Clippers. Game four of that series, Jazz lead 2-1. Both of those games are on TNT. And tonight at 9 o'clock in the NHL, Canadiens are at Las Vegas. That is on the NBC Sports Network, game one of that series. Stingrays are at Florida tonight, game five of a best-of-five series, and that series tied up, obviously, at 2-2. So good luck to the Stingrays tonight. First puck on that at 7:30 tonight. So we'll see if the Stingrays will either end their season tonight or they'll keep playing. Move on to the next round. That would be a big series win for the Stingrays.
Yep.
They can pull that off. So
I'm still waiting on my jersey.
Did somebody promise you one? Or?
No, I'm still waiting on the promise of one.
Why don't you? I thought you were going to the fan zone to get one. Well,
then I realized that I have to have money to do that. And they don't barter.
Well, maybe somebody out there can help you get a Stingrays jersey.
Please, sir. All I want is a Stingrays jersey. That's not asking much, is it? A size 3X slim would be great.
3X slim?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
I want something to accentuate the hips.
3X slim.
It's what I have to tell myself. It's just like as soon as I get a new shirt, I rip the tag out of it.
What in 3X would be slim?
Tall.
I mean, hockey jerseys are big anyway.
Tall.
Tall.
Like a night shirt. Like.
Well, you know, I'll call Rob Kim Cannon and see if I can maybe get you a used jersey. One that hadn't been washed.
One that has blood on it?
I'm telling you, man, I did my show years ago from the Carolina Ice Palace.
Was it cold?
And I was in the they had just opened a bar inside there.
Oh, Bobby was warm.
but anyway, the Citadel had a club team, and they had just gotten through practicing. And I guess they found out I was in there, and they all came in there. I had never smelled anything as bad in my entire life. And I threw out the first puck a couple of years. Maybe it was last year, year before. It must have been, it wasn't last year, year before last. And Scotty Eisberg warned me. He said, don't shake hands with these guys because you'll never get the smell off your hand.
What? I mean, what do they do with their hands?
I don't know. It's something about hockey jerseys that did just, they stink. Maybe they do it for a reason. I don't know.
I mean, I would think a football, a baseball in the summertime room would be pretty rank on you. But I mean,
I don't know if they don't wash them because it's
the entire
superstitious
year?
I'm sure they have to wash them at some point. I don't know why they stunk so bad, but they did. It was awful. It was awful. Even Scotty Eisberg warned me when I was throwing out the first puck that night. He said, man, I tell you what, go wash your hands. It'll take you 10 washes to get that stink off your hands. I don't understand it. Maybe it's something that they do on purpose. I just remember when the Citadel team came in there, and they did it. They knew they stunk because they were all laughing. And it literally took my breath away. It smelled so bad. So, anyway, consider this a warning. Stay away from hockey players if you can.
It was an old hockey player there, and he said, what it is, he says, the sweat. They can't get the sweat out of their uniforms and shoulder pads and gloves. And I mean, sweat.
So you still want that used 3X Slim?
I didn't want to use one. You said used. I want an honorary 3X Slim Fit.
I'm just telling you, it is god awful.
Non-stank.
All right, let's move on. This goes out to all my Packers fans. Have you looked at your depth chart at quarterback? You better be on your hands and knees and pray to God that you patch things up with Aaron Rodgers. because your quarterback depth chart here at minicamp, Jordan Love, who is, you know, they drafted to be the future. So I don't know. Blake Bortles, Ben Kurt, and Jake Dolagala. I guess Adolagala. Adolagala.
Did you say Blake Bortles?
Who?
Did you say Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles is on there, yes.
That's what Terry calls me all the time. He's not a good player. He's not a great one.
So you better be, if I'm a Packers, if I'm the upper management of the Packers, I'm puckering up right now. I am puckering up.
Yeah. Aaron, we so sorry, Aaron.
Come on, Aaron. We was joking.
Yeah.
We was joking.
You didn't think a joke, man.
But I saw that today. They just picked up the Dole Gala or whatever it is. I never haven't heard of him, which doesn't mean anything. So,
well, good luck.
I have a friend of mine that's really mistaken.
Mistaken what?
They sent me the score that said the Braves are leading 4-0. So they're obviously watching a replay of yesterday's game. Should I spoil it for them?
I don't know.
Because the Braves are off today. I hate to spoil it for people like that. I used to make a lot of money doing that. Not a lot of money, but when I had the first satellite dish of any bar in town, right? And we would get games, and then they would replay them. And I would already know the winner. And people would come in there late at night, and I would try to bet them on who's going to win the game.
You know you were wrong for that. Now, I used to play Wheel of Fortune with a friend of mine over the phone that was in California. So ours would air 3 hours earlier. She didn't catch on. She didn't catch on for 2 weeks.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you need that car wash after all that rain this weekend, take it over to my friends over at Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com, or as we always tell you, stop in. It's locally owned. One of the owners is always there. Phillip's an owner. He's got that floppy hat on. I've never been over there when he's not there. Hardworking guy. Ask him, say, Phillip, tell me about that $39.95 a month unlimited car wash deal. He's over there at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. 843-721-9500. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Problems on the roadways right now include the wreck that is still causing issues. Mark Clark westbound at Glen McConnell. Heavy traffic over the West Norland Bridge. Savannah Highway at West Oak Forest. An accident if you're traveling Folly at Camp. Rutledge at Morris. Reports of an accident. Rutledge at Radcliffe. A brand new problem. Also watch for wreck College Park at Andrews. A few stalled autos. One on the interstate eastbound at College Park Road. Not causing problems. But there is a stalled auto on the Ravenel Bridge inbound to Mount Pleasant that's causing some heavy traffic. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek as you shop crafts and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A PM thunderstorm around with a high around 84. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 74. Warm and humid Tuesday with another PM thunderstorm around, a high around 88. Looking ahead, some sunny, very warm days this week before scattered thunderstorms return this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy, 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Millwork. Your natural choice for quality.
ESPN's Summer Golf Tour is so popular that the Plantation course at Ennisto is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 21st at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the masterful and beautiful Dunes West Golf and River Club. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Shortness of breath, patients confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol, and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
And when it comes to thinking about anything but my baby, I just don't have the time. Oh, yeah, and I ain't got time for nothing yet. Don't you know I'm too busy thinking about my baby? Oh, I ain't got time for nothing yet.
Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this Monday afternoon. What did we decide Monday was? Old Music
Soul,
Monday?
Soul Music Monday.
Soul Music Monday.
Yeah. It says you want to critique the word Motown so much.
Well, I'm just saying if it's Motown Monday, it should have the Motown label.
Can't do that. Trademark.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying.
They should all be a part of Motown label.
Yes.
I gotcha. But, you know.
But that's been a problem since we started Motown Monday.
I wouldn't call it so much a problem. people are hearing classic soul music, and I believe they're happy. If you're not happy, give us a call.
Green Bay Packers have just named Kurt Benkert starting quarterback. I'm telling you, Packers upper management better pucker up. Kurt Benkert. All right, 843-721-9500. I have to laugh at Major League Baseball. You know, bless their heart. They can't stay out of their own way. Baseball is putting the final touches on a memo that will detail the sports rule against foreign substances with the expectation, that the document will be forwarded to teams sometime in the next few days and presented to coaching staffs and players. The actual order for umpires to enforce the rule might occur a week later, somewhere around June 21st. So let me get this straight, baseball. You have a rule that says you can't use foreign substances. So instead of immediately enforcing the rule, you're going to send a letter to all the teams in baseball going, hey guys, we're fixing to start enforcing the rule. And then you're going to send another memo to the umpires that say, hey, you know that rule about foreign substances? We decided we're going to start enforcing it now, starting next week. If it's a rule, enforce it. It should have been enforced.
They're just giving them time to...
You have looked the other way. And now your sport is suffering from it because people can't hit the baseball. Hey, got this memo today. Baseball is going to start enforcing a rule. Well, if you hadn't been enforcing it, is it really a rule?
Yeah.
Is it really a rule if you're not enforcing it?
We have a new rule that we're implementing.
we have made a rule that we're going to start enforcing the rule.
We're going to start enforcing the rule as soon as you make it where you won't break it.
Well, what are they giving the pitchers time to get rid of all their stuff?
Yeah, basically they flush it.
there's a great article in Sports Illustrated about the clubhouse guy with the Arizona Diamondbacks, I believe it was. And right now, he is the only person that's been fired because of foreign substances. Because all the pitchers in baseball would get the stuff from him. And he got fired. And now he's suing. I mean, he gave it to pitchers for free. He's got text messages, emails from players ordering the stuff. People like Gerrit Cole, Max Scherzer, all these pitchers. And he's got documentation of it. And he's the only guy that's been fired. He worked for the Angels. They got fired at spring training last year. Named Brian Harkins. It's a good article. If you get Sports Illustrated or if you go online and read the article, a real good article. This guy worked for 39 years with the Angels. He was the clubhouse manager, visiting clubhouse manager for 31 years. So not only is he giving the stuff to his, but he's giving the stuff to the other team's pitchers. Some kind of concoction he made. And all the pitchers liked it. Justin Verlander mentioned in the article. He's got text messages from Garrett Cole ordering the stuff. But back to the original point, that baseball is actually working up and getting together, putting the final touches on a memo that's going to tell Major League Baseball teams that they're going to start enforcing a rule that's already in place. And then they're going to let the umpires know. What about this makes any sense whatsoever?
Don't really make much sense.
Well, I mean, what about that makes any sense whatsoever? It doesn't. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, yesterday, Blue Jays 8 home runs against the Red Sox, most ever by a visitor to Fenway Park. The record of 7 was back in 1967, and that was done by the Baltimore Orioles. 8 home runs against the Red. I don't know what's going on with the Red Sox, but anyway, they'll find their game now because the Braves play the Red Sox Tuesday and Wednesday. Then the Cardinals come to town this weekend. So we'll see. River Dogs, they'll be in Myrtle Beach all week. And what else is going on? The Battery on Friday night against Miami FC, if it doesn't rain. I think the last two games have been rained out, postponed because of weather. Two of the last three, I think. The game with the LA Galaxy 2, and then this past weekend's game with the New York Red Bull 2, both postponed because of weather. So, anyway, I think we got enough rain over the weekend for a while. I'm not going to wish for rain anytime soon.
You all good now? You good with about the rain?
Yeah. I'm probably going to have to cut my grass again by Wednesday because of all the rain we got. So anyway, wide open as you can tell. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Again, Virginia wins today against Dallas Baptist 5-2. So they go to Omaha, and that's pretty much all that's happened today. No day games in baseball, nothing like that. So, kind of slow. Well, we're getting into the slow season. Got about another month of NBA playoffs, NHL. 2 or 3 weeks.
The stank NHL.
College baseball will be down to 8 after tonight. So, there you go. All right, 2 hours in the books. Another hour to go. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Dog here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM. And 9:10 a.m.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Summertime means sunshine, and sunshine means solar. That's why Berkeley Electric Cooperative has streamlined its renewables program, making it easier than ever to go green. Not only do members get credit for all of the surplus energy they generate, we can help you evaluate your solar PV system to make sure it's the best fit for your home and lifestyle. We'll even provide other ways to further lower your bill through energy efficiency. As your not-for-profit electric co-op, we're your source of power and information. Berkeley Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Hi, my name is Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Company of Charleston. Baker Roofing has been taking care of homes and businesses for over 100 years. In 1915, our company was founded on a promise that still holds true today. We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work. For quality, experienced roofing and repairs, log on to bakerroofing.com. That's bakerroofing.com.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that the Plantation course at Ennisto is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 21st at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the masterful and beautiful Dunes West Golf and River Club. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Millions estimate their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at SocialSecurity.gov.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life,
Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.